Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, seven USDA-led agricultural trade missions are scheduled for next year in continuing efforts to diversify export opportunities. Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Ted McKinney highlights the schedule for the 2020 trade missions.
Mid-March, we're going to North Africa, specifically Morocco, and I believe we'll bring in Algeria, Libya, and Tunisia into that one. These would be buyers that would meet with our sellers. So North Africa is mid-March. End of April is the Philippines. I've already been there two or three times, so this will be good to go back. I think it's a good market. Mid-June is Spain and Portugal. Haven't chosen which one. I suspect we'll go to Spain and Portugal. We'll send over and we'll invite buyers over. Mid-September is the UK and Ireland. Then in late October is Australia and New Zealand, another new one. Early November is Peru. And then in mid-November, we're going to the Middle East, to the United Arab Emirates, the UAE. So those would be the seven.
McKinney also explained the various components of a USDA-led agricultural trade mission.
ATMs consist of several things. First, we go through a very careful process to identify any number of countries. Sometimes it's combinations of countries that all gather in one place. And there's usually three things that go on at an ATM. The most important one is that we take a number of businesses. These would be small to mid-size businesses that are selling food and ag products, ingredients, and so forth. And while they come over, there's an orientation, and then they are in what I lovingly called a speed dating session for 2 to 3 days, selling and buying. The second one is that we always take in businesses that have been historical purchasers of our products, and this just depends on the country you go to. And for me and for those that attend from the state departments of agriculture, there are the government-to-government policy meetings, which are always very, very valuable. You break down issues, you build trust, you resolve problems. So that's what those have usually involved.
Again, that was Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Ted McKinney. And finally, current Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts will be retiring soon. So the logical question is, who is going to take his place? Roberts, a longtime senator from Kansas, says he expects John Bozeman of Arkansas to take his spot in the chair. He told the National Journal last week that he thinks Bozeman will be an excellent committee chair. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.